Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The car's flying solo today. Gators got the day off. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Let's go to Mary downriver. You're on 97.1 ticket. Hello, Mary.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay.
Hey, I just wanted to follow up on your comments about the fans and the Tour de France and why it's a problem for the teams.
Yeah.
The fans, the Tour de France and most Grand Tours are thousands of miles long, and it's impossible to have monitor every single mile along the route. And one of the things that the bike racing it really enjoys about their sport is the fans can get close. But it turns out that, not unlike, the player, the people who jump on the field during a baseball game, you've got those fans who are dumb and run out in front of bikes going, 40 miles an hour down a hill, down a mountain, I should say. So that's why the teams have to be really careful. There's people who've been, injured seriously by, dogs running out in front of the road. So it's really unusual kind of dynamic. It definitely, you're right. You don't see it in football or baseball or any other sport, but.
Look, I'm watching the tour, right? Because it is different. It's on in the summer. It's live sporting event, so I've got it on in the background, and I just hear the color analysts say, well, this is a tricky part, and the teams have talked about it because the fans get in the way, and you have to figure out how you're going to approach this section of the course, and I'm just cracking up. I'm like, these are words that are never spoken during American sports is, the fans are going to be on the field, so you have to be careful, and yet I get it, right? You can't secure thousands of miles of the route. You could probably have more hard and fast rules. If you step over this line, you are subject to arrest. but it's a fascinating watch to me. And I'm trying to figure out why am I watching it? I'm watching it for the countryside. It looks like the route and the course is really, really cool. The way it weaves through the French countryside. And part of it might very well be just the crazy fans lining the course.
It is absolutely some crazy fans lining the course. So, and most of the fans are cool and they're great and they, power the riders on, but you've got stupid ones who, step out in front of somebody who's going 40 miles an hour.
On a bike. Yeah, sure. No, thank you very much. Look, I realize as I've gotten older and watching sports, if it's a big deal to somebody else, I can watch it and be entertained. Like I can watch and be entertained by the World Cup of soccer. I haven't quite been able to get into like the English Premier League or stuff like that. I just see on NBC, SN all the time, some of those sports. But I can find myself entertained when there's true enthusiasm and excitement for whatever it is that I completely don't understand. All right, found an interesting story, NFL related, from BetLabs. BetLabs, sports betting statistics. And they looked at the 12 NFL teams that haven't been to a Super Bowl in at least 20 years. At least 20 years. And those teams are the Lions and Browns have never been to one. 51 seasons in running. The Jets are at 48 seasons, Chiefs at 47, Vikings at 40, Dolphins 32, Bengals 28, Redskins 25, Bills 22, Jags 22, Chargers 22, and the Cowboys, it's been 21 seasons, which seems hard to believe. So they ran computer simulations of, I think it was 10,000, let me double check, 10,000 computer simulated NFL seasons. Using team projections and adjusting for strength of schedule. Now, What are the percent chances that a team to the Super Bowl just gets there? Of the teams that have never been to a Super Bowl, the Detroit Lions made it the most. Those teams being the Browns, Lions, and Jaguars. The Browns made it 0.01% of the time. Jaguars 0.4. The Lions percent chance of getting to a Super Bowl 1.5% here. Of all the teams I mentioned, the most likely to get there, hasn't been to a Super Bowl in 20 plus years, is the Dallas Cowboys, 13.6%. It's actually a pretty high percentage chance to win the NFC. Number two was the Chiefs at 5%. Number three was the Vikings at 3.4%. Number four was the Bengals, 2.5. Number five was the Redskins, 1.6. And out of all those teams that haven't been to the Super Bowl in 20-plus years, the Detroit Lions rank sixth with a 1.5% chance to get to the Super Bowl. It's interesting because we talk about how, and it's kind of acknowledged by just about everyone, that the Lions are now the standard bearer in Detroit. Things have gotten so bad with the Tigers and Red Wings in the last couple of years. People have almost zero expectation moving forward. The Pistons have been in NBA purgatory for what feels like since Chauncey Billups was traded. And now we've got a Lions team with some faith in the guy who's running said team, in Bob Quinn. And yet their chance of even getting to a Super Bowl, according to Bet Labs, is 1.5%. And that, my friends, is not good. Not good at all. Feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox. What is this Tour de France thing anyway? That's from Bo. Unnamed texter. No, you can't kind of rebuild, but they are, and it's pissing me off. That's from an unnamed texter. I struggle with what the Red Wings and Tigers are doing. I feel like they're both trying to win the next game and rebuild at the same time. And I feel like those two objectives are in conflict with one another. Either rebuild or go for it, but don't do half of one and half of the other. Either rebuild or go for it. It takes patience to rebuild. It also takes a general manager and an owner that understands it's going to be a while. I think the Red Wings are making decisions based in part because of a building. They don't want to go into a new building with a crappy product. And I think the Tigers are so locked into Verlander and Cabrera that they don't want to give up while those guys are still on the roster. From Sean. Since Avila was a year late as opposed to a year early, everyone needs to be on the trading block. Yes, even Fulmer and Wilson. That's the price you pay. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Coming up next hour, we'll revisit what we opened with about whether or not Tigers can actually trade Justin Verlander. 12:30, we'll talk a little college football. Gator takes time off in the middle of the summer, and I always kind of use a day to pull the season early, pull the season forward. It's 59 days till the season starts, so we get some actual college football. And we'll get to the question I get asked more than any other. When I bump into people in public, they all ask me the same thing. And a Detroit iconic place closing. Kind of sad. We'll get to that today at 12:05. Mondays mean champ and chump. Tell you who I got as champ and chump of the weekend today at 12:10. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.